Hello, welcome to what's new in Microsoft 365 Teams and Copilot. We're going to look at February 2024. We have updates for Copilot, Forms Lists, Outlook, Planner, Stream, Teams, and a few from around Microsoft 365. But first, let's have a look at last month's Where's Clippy competition. And we're going to, first of all, look at where Clippy was. So just down there in the right-hand corner, I know that's not very clear, sorry folks. On the slide, the website tab will no longer open with the new Teams client or in the new Teams client. So let's see who the winner is. So these are the people who got the name right. So I'm going to click on it and we're going to see who has won the £50 Amazon voucher. And we're going to give it a spin. Let's see who we're going to get. And is it Amy? Is it the other Amy? I don't want to say anything too quickly because it keeps going for ages. So it's Amy J. Amy J, look out for that voucher coming your way. And for this month, let's see what we've got. And because it's spring, this is the springtime Where's Clippy. Well, spring's almost here in the Northern Hemisphere anyway, just a couple of weeks away. Yeah, look out for that. And then in the comments area, click on the form and tell me where you saw them. They, whatever, how you'd like to describe that character. Also, remember over on the blog, there's loads more things than I talk about. I've got maybe 20 slides to go over, 20 topics, but there's probably, I don't know, 60 or 70 over there on the blog, so go check that out. But for now, folks, let's see what we've got. Let's start with Copilot. New data dividers will simplify scrolling through Copilot conversation history. This is a bit subtle, so let me zoom in on this. So on the left was the way it was, and you can see it's just like a scrolling chat. Now it's made it a little bit clearer on the right hand side. You can see it's just put the days in, and depending on how far back it goes will depend on how it describes that. So whether it's just a day or a date or last month or last year, go and have a look at the blog to see the details. It would appear in Teams chat, channels, meetings, calls, so it's going to be in any way you see the history. Due mid to late March 2024. Let's see what else we've got. Goodbye M365 chat in Teams. Hello, Copilot. So you might like to see this. The app has been upgraded. You might already see it already if you're a Copilot user. Anyway, this is what it's getting upgraded to. So it's just getting upgraded to Copilot. This is part of Microsoft's rebranding the Copilot stuff. So it's just all called Copilot everywhere. Better prompts, see your Copilot chat history, access to a library of prompts via Copilot Lab. Copilot Lab's quite cool, actually. Due end of February to the end of April. So I have that already. In two tenants that I've got, got Copilot. It's just a subtle change and a few nice bits coming as well. Copilot generated document summary when sharing from Word for the web. Now, this is one of those things that I think is genuinely useful and will be helpful to people, not for you, but for the people who receive your documents. So you can see here, I'm about to share this document. I want to click on the Copilot icon at the bottom and it then creates a summary. So it tells the person when they receive your share what the document's about. Now imagine that you're somebody, whatever role you do, but you need to check a lot of documents and be aware of them. At a glance, you'll see what's in them, so you can focus on which ones you need to read and which ones you don't, even without opening. And this is how it looks. So Kat Larson has invited me to look at the file. I can have a quick look, and actually, I can decide from that whether I need to open it and read it properly, or that will do just for now. Predictably, you need a Copilot license to send these. The summary is included. And I think when you're thinking about your business case for Copilot, if you work 20 to 20 days a month, you're trying to work out how to justify that £1.50 a day or that $1.50 a day. Think about, if you share out a lot of files, being able to say to your boss, look, it's not just me, boss, all these other people will save time. Now, it doesn't take very long to save £1.50 a day, does it? Anyway, due mid to late March this year. And we've got, okay, so previously you couldn't delete your own Copilot interaction history. There's a link to this on the blog, so you can go to my account find your own way there, of course, if you want to, or go and click on this on the blog. Go to settings and privacy, Copilot interaction history, and now I can delete my history. I'm not sure what you've been up to that means you've got to delete it, but you've got that choice if you want to. Oops, just go back there. Available now at myaccount.microsoft.com. Moving on to forms. So I just saw this today for the first time, and when I was doing the Where's Clippy, and I decided to open my results in Excel, and I waited. But to be fair, it is in preview, so it's the first time I've run it, so maybe we'll see how that runs. Anyway, let me tell you what it actually is. Microsoft Forms now supports live data sync to Excel for personal forms, and it's in preview. So you'll soon be able to sync your own Microsoft Forms to an Excel spreadsheet on your OneDrive. So I open those results, and people keep filling in the form, Then when I open Excel, it pops off and gets updated. So I've got that that Excel spreadsheet, and it's just an easy way to constantly get updated. So the group forms and forms for Excel will continue to use their older solution, but it will all end up using this this nicer outcome eventually. Go and check your forms, see whether you've got this in the top right hand corner. Quite a nice change, due late January to early March, with a preview label. That just means that it's not quite done yet, and they're still tweaking it, so there'll be a few more changes. And we're gonna move on to lists. So I said my videos got a bit choppy, so I really like the idea of using the Cameo feature in PowerPoint. It looks really nice. I like the way I can make it disappear when the notes get to a certain point. But when I'm recording, it doesn't seem to get on very well, despite the fact that I've got a really good processor and 32 gigs of RAM. I don't know. Maybe I'll revisit how I do that. But for now, folks, let's just carry on. Microsoft List is getting a new Forms experience. So it just means that in Microsoft Forms, in Lists, instead of using the going to your list and creating new, you've got this option to create a form. So I'm going to create a new form. And now I'm going to select the fields that I want, or the columns that I want from my form, and then they go into my form. Now it might be that you don't need everyone to fill in every single part of the list. You can just select the few that they need to do, and for different audiences, you could have different forms, and then you can disable the form anytime you want. Really like the look of this, folks. And the creation of this is only for people with edit permissions on the list. And due mid-March to late April. I think this looks great. Okay, moving on to Outlook. So, conditional formatting coming to the new Outlook on Windows and Outlook on the web. So, it just means that depending on the conditions that are met with the email, whoever sent it to you, or what's in the title, or things that are contained in there, you can tell it to be a certain color on the left-hand side. You've got 25 to choose from. It's not on the old installed version of Outlook on your desktop, which is a shame. June, March to April this year. Okay, so this looks great. New in Outlook online and on Windows. In-person events and hybrid RSVPing. So look at this, I'm creating my meeting, and I'm gonna say it is an in-person event. And then people can say, I don't care if it's an in-person event, I won't do in person, I'm going to come virtually, or whatever. Now, if it's not an in-person event, there's no changes to the RSVP. For Outlook on the web and Outlook for Windows only, due late March to mid-April. We're getting through this, and Planner, goodbye tasks by Planner and To-Do, hello Planner app in Teams. I teased this ages ago, right? But it's been on the Microsoft has been talking about this for quite a while. Tasks by Planner and To-Do app in Teams has been replaced by the Planner app. All existing functionality is preserved, plus some new options and features thanks to Project Online is coming down, and to Copilot. Due late March to early May. Now, this Microsoft have put quite a bit of effort into, just put that back one, they put quite a bit of effort into educating people about this change. So if you go to check out the blog, at the bottom, which say and resources, I've put four links on there. So there's a bit of marketing, a video, and then quite a nice document that's got, but there's like a Q&A. So go and have a look at that. So let us move along. So stream, just some quick ones for stream. Site level video analytic dashboard. That might be cool. So if you have a lot of videos on your site, that'd be cool. Oh, by the way, this is a one to watch. You haven't seen this for a while. These are from this icon. It just means that it's from the 365 roadmap. So you got to take the dates with a pinch of salt, folks. The stream web app recap button. I need to rename this. So this just means that when I'm watching a video of a meeting, I press this button, it takes me back to the meeting, so I get all the resources that were available in the meeting, not just the recording. So I do need to, I even need to rename that heading, or they need to recap the feature, rename the feature. Anyway, both due March, that month's due March. Add a hyperlink or text call out to a video at specific times. Now it's due from late February, so I'm not sure how long that's gonna take. And it's obviously the same piece of work, adding a survey, poll, or a quiz. That again is due from late February, and I don't know how long it's going to take to roll out. Microsoft Teams, folks. So Teams meetings recap and meeting artifacts shared automatically in chat after meetings. So we're talking about the transcript, recording, the files, meeting collaborative notes, whiteboard. Now, if you've got intelligent recap, you're going to get a bit more information. You see there's information on the speakers there, mentions and all that sort of stuff. And that is due March, around March this year. So I just got tripped up there by that transition not working quite right. Personalize your Teams group chats with images and emojis. Folks, this is not one for the fun police in your organization. So this is the bit we're talking about here. So you've got loads of group chats and for whatever reason, you got so many, and actually they get a bit samey, right? This tells me that there's three or more people here, but they do get a bit samey. Anyway, you're going to get to choose one of these images. It might be that you think an octopus is the appropriate thing for your work chat, or maybe you want a rocket or a rabbit coming out of a hat. Anyway, you can also upload your own image or use an emoji if you prefer. I think actually, I'm joking about it, but I'm quite a visual person, so I think it'll be useful just to very quickly identify the chat that you're going to. And that should be here somewhere from the middle of March to late March. Okay, so you folks who are using town halls, if you're an organizer and you've got presenters, you've got this your own place to chat. You can see here up on the right hand side. So we've got everyone chat, and we've got organizers and presenters chat. I think that's great. So you can chat before, during, and after the event. So I'm not sure what that date is, folks, but that should be here anytime now. So folks, optimize screen sharing for video during Teams meetings due mid to late March this year. So I'm trying to show a video in my meeting, and I just want it to perform a little bit better. So I'm gonna click on optimize for playing video. Delayed real-time calendar notifications. So the ability to have been notified about things you've been invited to, things that are late, coming into your activity feed a little bit late. Delayed. Soon be able to archive channels in Microsoft Teams. So here is a screenshot from my tenant that I'm playing. So I get things a little bit early here, but you can see this is where it's going to be, because this is how it's going to look, almost certainly. But when I start seeing stuff in my tenant that comes early, that means that it's almost here, folks. You're going to get it any time now. But certainly by the beginning of April, apparently. Delayed, remove activity feed items in new Teams. So that's due over the next month or so. Although actually, I do see it. I can swap this image out now. I do see this in a tenant now. What else have we got? So my PowerPoint is really struggling today. So my transitions aren't working. So this is a channel meeting invitation. Allow the organizer to send a channel meeting to everyone in the team due by early March. So I apologize for some of the clunkiness, folks, today. I'm not sure what is going on. Okay, let's hope this one goes smoothly enough. The Microsoft 365 app launcher is getting a makeover. So the one in the middle is the one that we have at the moment. And on the right is how it's going to look. So we've got a new search bar to quickly find our apps. One-click creation section for popular apps. Let's just have a closer look at this. So just very quickly create a Word document, Excel, PowerPoint. I think that's really neat, actually. I do like that. So just an even faster creating documents. A link to Microsoft365.com. So that's going from the top and it's going to become its own icon here. And let's see whether, okay, and that has worked this time. So the document section has been removed from the bottom, the recent documents. I don't think that's any great hardship though. You can get that so many other places, can't you? Due early April to late June. Okay, folks, that is the end of another session. Bit clunky. I'm having trouble with, maybe this is because this slide deck is so old, that's why, and it's quite big. Maybe that's why I'm having some trouble with it. Maybe I'll need to start again. I don't think it's the computer. Or is it? I don't know. If you've got any thoughts about what's happening to my video feed and why the whole thing's been a bit clunky, feel free to let me know in the chat. Anyway, you can follow on X, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn. Sign up to the podcast blog. Go to the blog if you want to and find out all about those things. But for now, folks, that is the end of a slightly clunky update. Apart from the little glitches, I hope it was helpful to you. Go and read the blog if you want to know more. Don't forget to go to the notes and fill in the form if you have seen Clippy. And there could be a £50 Amazon voucher coming your way. We're done. Catch you next time, folks.